That was Harbinger, a track from the new album Music of the Spheres by Mike Oldfield. Mike's become a bit of a national treasure over the years, following the huge success of his early recording, of course, Tubular Bells. And I'm pleased to say that he joins us now. Hi, welcome to the programme, Mike. Do you feel like a national treasure?
Do you know, that's the first time I've ever heard that. It's just, that's quite an honour, really. What do you mean, a bit like the... not like the Crown Jewels, you mean?
No, maybe more like Barbara Windsor.
Sid James, yes. Yeah. That's quite a compliment, thank you very
well,
much.
Well, it is, you know, but it's heartfelt, it's meant as well. Because Tubular Bells, I mean, it was a huge success. Were you surprised at the time, the way it was received critically and, of course, with the record-buying public?
Well, obviously I believed in it, otherwise I wouldn't have done it. What is surprising that it's, you know, it's still popular and selling 35 years later. It's almost... as if new generations of people grow up, discover it, and, you know, pass it on.
And you were fortunate, of course, being associated with Richard Branson at the time, because, you know, he was kind of a thrusting young man making a way as well. So you kind of believed in each other. It was you might have struggled with other record companies, perhaps, to get that same belief, to get that album out.
Yes, well, he's a very charismatic character with a lot of energy, and I'm sure he contributed quite a large degree to the Tubular Bells success.
Yeah, the thing that occurs to me, of course, is that so often with success with music, you know, the man in suit says, OK, what's next? I mean, you followed it up hugely with, you know, with Hergis Ridge and other recordings, but I wonder whether you felt pressurised to follow that success as an artist.
Yeah, you could say that. So, wasn't exactly.
Oh my God! I've got to write another
held
one.
Up, held up against the wall, say. But you know, the point was, I was pretty much running on, you know, an empty tank after Tubular Bells. I didn't have much left in me. Out there quickly, we can, you know, kind of double our money, as it were.
Yeah. And it got to number one, so you didn't do bad. But I wonder what inspires you then, Mike, as an artist, as a writer and a performer?
Music comes from somewhere else, really. I can't put my finger on a specific thing that inspires me. I mean, it comes out of nothing, you know, because there's nothing there when you start.
Are you quite disciplined when you're writing? I mean, will you take a period of time off now, or does music just come to you as it will?
No, I'm going to take some time off now. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Perhaps have a couple of years rest and before I do anything else, maybe even retire, I'm not sure.
Well, maybe you should go into EastEnders along with Babs Wins. That would be great, wouldn't it? Mike Oldfield and Babs Wins, two national treasures together, or either end of the old way, you know. Mike Oldfield, his new CD, Music of the Spheres, is available now, and you can find out more about him at the album and the music on his website, which is www.mikeoldfield.com. Nice to talk to you, Mike.
Pleasure, thanks very much.